is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained.
It's a great honor to have you on the show tonight. Welcome, Deepak Chopra.
Thank you.
Yes, this is Uri.
Hi, Uri. It's Nicole Whitney calling News for the Soul. Welcome to News for the Soul, Robert Allen.
Thank you, Nicole. It's great to be here with you tonight.
Why are you here? We're talking to Carolyn Mace about Sacred Contracts, one of her many best-selling books. Welcome to the show, Greg Braden.
Well, good evening, Nicole. It's certainly a pleasure to hear your voice and a pleasure to be here tonight.
Welcome to the show, Stuart Wild.
Thank you very much.
John Kehoe, welcome to News for the Soul.
Hey, how are you?
Next up, Dr. David Morehouse.
I'm so glad that you called me because you are doing such an important task, important work, because you are spreading a very positive message.
I was really moved by last week's show because we made a commitment to a worldwide event to try to change consciousness.
I'm feeling enormous energy around this show, just enormous, enormous. I really have to hand it to you, Nicole. You have created sort of a niche of amazing, amazing connections. It's just like the angels and the devatas that are like attracted to News for the Soul is amazing.
And we love News for the Soul!
Hello everybody, this is Daniel Brinkley. Welcome to the hearts and minds of Enfoldment. This is News for the Soul.
Hello, this is Satyan Raja, and you're listening to News for the Soul. Be open in your mind, your body, your being. Allow yourself to drench in this awesome information to evolve you to your next place.
Hey, this is Dave Morehouse, and you're listening to News for the Soul.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to News for the Soul. This is Daniel Brinkley.
This is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained.
Okay, everybody, take a deep breath. We know that we choose to come to this world, and we're chosen to come to this world, and we've come for breath. We breathe in for ourselves and out for spiritual unfoldment. And as we breathe these moments, let's open up our heart and open up our souls, and let the true awareness of News for the Soul make its impact now and forever.
Good afternoon, good evening, everybody. I'm Nicole Whitney, and it's News for the Soul time on Leap Year 2008. Life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained with a marathon of shows planned for starting right now. And this is kind of like the hors d'oeuvre before the meal. Brad Yates is back, EFT wizard. Brad Yates, that's what I call him from my experience doing his EFT sessions. Holy smokes. And we're here to make a big announcement right here, right now, on Leap Day 2008, that I promised that we would make, and by gosh, we're making it.
We did
it's
it.
It's happening. Yay, love beyond belief. It's in existence.
Love.
Oh,
exciting
yeah.
And new.
You know, a ticker tape parade or something is in order, but we'll work on that. In the meantime, lovebeyondbelief.com is the website. Here's Brad now. Hello, Brad. How are you doing today?
I am doing excellent, thanks, Nicole. How are you?
I'm doing freaking awesome. Thank you for asking.
Do you feel like a huge weight has been lifted off your shoulders?
Massive. Literally, yes, indeed I do. Because it's been a year and 1 month.
A year and 2 weeks.
Yes.
Basically.
You said, hey, let's do this great Love Beyond Belief program and launch it, and then it's been 2 weeks later. So here we are. This is huge, huge.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm really excited because in finalizing the audio for the program and stuff, I was remembering how awesome it was, and it was an amazing program.
Cool.
So let's share what it is about. Brad.
Well, what the world needs now. It's all about me singing. No. Don't worry. I don't. As far as I remember, it's been a long time now, but I don't think I actually sang in any of this.
I think you did.
Did I? Well, you know, it's always possible. You know, I never know what's gonna happen when we start doing the rounds. But based on the idea that the world needs more love, and people kept asking for more love, you know, and especially after after Money Beyond Belief said, what about love? I want more love in my life. And darn it if Nicole and I didn't come together and say, well, let's give it to them. And
conscious love, love beyond belief.
Love beyond belief. Most,
you know, we don't want to settle for mediocre love.
Well, that's, you know, I'll got to give credit to Dr. Joe Vitale for coming up with the name. When we got together and decided to do a program about clearing, and he had came up with the name Money Beyond Belief, and I just love that because it's the whole idea of beyond belief, meaning like one in one sense, there's like so much of it. It's unbelievable how much there is. But also it's what there is beyond our current limiting beliefs. So love beyond belief is the love that's possible beyond the current limiting beliefs. And so this program was about going through and clearing out those limiting beliefs about ourselves and why we couldn't or shouldn't have more love in our lives.
And this was really exciting for a conscious community kind of crowd, too, because, you know, that becomes a huge thing when you step on this path and you start evolving into, you know, a more aware person, the standard kind of ways of connecting and meeting partners, potential partners, that kind of thing, you know, it doesn't kind of work anymore. So
yeah. Well, if we're coming from our old paradigm thinking, then the kind of people that we're attracting are, you know, people at that level. It's, you know, like we joked, I don't know if we joked in one of the teleseminars about the Jerry Maguire line, you complete me. Like,
yeah.
You know, one broken person looking for another broken part that just sort of fits. It's like, well, my shattered edge kind of fits in with your shattered edge. And it's like, no, I want to allow myself to be as healthy as possible, and therefore, using law of attraction, attract to me someone who is likewise healthy.
Two wholes make a powerful, I mean, it becomes a empowered connection where it's like a third entity. I mean, it's you know, empowerment to the power of three or something. I mean,
right.
It's a whole different thing. And that's the thing is to get, I mean, if you want to reach for something that's already within your grasp, like you say, you don't need to grow to become the person to do that. But this is about growing to be the next level up.
Yeah, we're not settling anymore.
No.
Hey, get away from this whole settling thing. The universe is so abundant with so many good things, and, you know, it's saying, okay, what do I, you know, I don't want just something passable. I want love beyond belief. I want a great relationship. I want the sort of relationship that fairy tales are made out of. That
and
sort of
thing. The thing that I thought was cool about this, because this is where, you know, anything that's really sort of close to where you're, you know, the closest to the heart, the closest to being open and vulnerable, and in those states, that's where all our stuff comes up. And so much, especially around relationship and every past relationship, you know,
yeah,
all the luggage that's piled on there.
Yeah.
And with your EFT sessions, it was about removing all of that stuff so that you could,
yeah,
could bring it in, right? So
yeah, going in and really loving ourselves first. And because, you know, if we don't love ourselves, what kind of a partner are we going to attract? You know, how do we expect someone else to love us more than we love ourselves? And so really getting to that place of seeing ourselves as lovable. And the wonderful thing is that affects so many areas of life. You know, it's not just about relationships then. It's then in terms of career and friendships and family and finances and health. It can cover so many things when we really learn to love ourselves and see ourselves as lovable.
Mm-hmm. And I was just going to say, too, we should probably explain, because we're sort of barreling through, you know, Love Beyond Belief, which is now online at lovebeyondbelief.com.
Yay!
EFT, you know, and how...
Kudos to Nicole, because Nicole set the website up and did all the detail work, and I just sat back and gave some encouraging comments over the phone. You go, girl. Wish I could be there and help.
You did your brilliant thing a year and 2 weeks ago. So. It all worked itself out in the math. So... Now, why don't we talk a little bit about, for the newbies, about what the heck EFT is and why the heck we should be doing this to get love beyond belief.
Yeah. So EFT, Emotional Freedom Technique, is this amazing technique developed by Gary Craig from the foundational work of psychologist Dr. Roger Callahan,
who discovered that negative emotions are caused by disruption in our energy system. And now I'm going to explain that a little more because it's a little technical.
Oh, really?
For thousands of years in Chinese medicine, they've been saying that there's this flow of energy that runs along pathways in our body called meridians, just like blood flows along veins and arteries. And when this energy gets disrupted, we experience illness. So in acupuncture, they stick needles in key points along the body to stimulate the flow of energy so that wellness is restored. And Roger Callahan was working with a woman with a lifelong phobia of water, and by tapping on a point under her eye, found that that cleared up her phobia, much to his surprise. And he started working with a bunch of different clients and found that he could relieve so many different emotional issues by tapping on different points on the face and torso. So he created this system with all these algorithms, different order of points to tap for different issues. And one of his first students was a man named Gary Craig, who, thinking like an engineer, he had a degree in engineering from Stanford University, came and said, well, wait a minute, what if we just try tapping all of the points? There's only like 8 or 9 points that we use, and if we just tap them from top to bottom, what happens? And you get the same great results, and you don't have to go through the process of trying to figure out which points to tap. So he called this simplified form emotional freedom technique, or EFT, and it is sweeping the world. People all around the world are finding EFT to be an amazing tool for so many different things, for letting go of emotional issues, for letting go of physical issues. There's a new movie coming out about it called Try It On Everything with some of the people from The Secret. People from The Secret like Jack Canfield, Joe Vitale, Bob Doyle, who all find EFT to be an amazing tool for clearing out the resistance that blocks us from using the law of attraction in a much more effective way in our lives.
Yes, very exciting that all of that's coming to the forefront, too, because, you know, I mean, The Secret never dealt with any of this kind of stuff, being in, you know, vibrational resonance on the subconscious level with things, and, you know.
Right.
It's like consciousness 101.
Yeah, I mean, so much of the law of attraction teaching focuses, on, and admittedly so, on the crucial thing of focusing on what you want and saying, okay, what is that I want, and I want to get into the good feeling that I anticipate having with that. Why so many people find that that doesn't quite work for them is because they probably have unconscious reasons why they can't totally feel good about this. It's not safe, I'm not worthy, I've had a bad experience with it in the past. And so that, you know, that's kind of sort of the elephant in the room. That's sort of the elephant in our energy system that no one's talking about. And
yeah.
Like, you know, I'm spending all this time focusing positively on what I want. Why is it not showing up? Well, there's resistance there. The extent to which we are not experiencing what we really want is the extent to which we're resisting it. So EFT is such an amazing tool for going in, finding that resistance and clearing it out so that when you are visualizing or imagining your positive outcome, there isn't that yeah, but negativity going on in our energy system.
That's right. And, you know, for me, before I kind of stumbled over your work and what you do, but, I mean, for many years...
I'm sorry, did I leave it there, lying there for you to stumble?
Yeah. Yeah, when you pick the darn thing up, please. No, I'm kind of stumbled over it. Leave it out. That's good. But for years, I've been, you know, on this show talking to, I mean, conscious, if you will, scientists talking about the subconscious being, you know, the one that's really driving the boat, and that our biggest work is doing the clearing on that plane, but that's, you know, our biggest work that we can be doing in our entire life right now. So
mm-hmm.
that and talking to leaders like James Ray for years about this stuff, but,
yeah.
You know, and they all say the same thing, that that's the most important work. And I just didn't want to be like, you know, going full on to kind of clearing your caca camps or whatever, you know, like I wanted something that was easy and quick and bada bing, bada boom, get it done, you know, and
yeah.
There you were.
Hello.
I mean, I've done some sessions on issues, you know, tried some of your teleclasses and had results like an hour later. I mean, what can do that?
Yeah.
So for me, it was just awesome. It's you know, pretty busy.
Yeah, EFT is just,
That's what's so great about it, is that it is such a simple technique. It's easily learned. You know, we're working at it, you know, rather than just talking about issues, we're using a physical component, using the tapping on the energy system. You know, our body is programmed in this way. We get this stuff trapped in energy. There are now tools to release that energy and really set ourselves free. You know, abundance and love and positive energy is our natural state. So anything that is not that, any kind of lack in any area of our lives, is not the true nature of ourselves. It's something that's been applied and gotten stuck on there over time. So to have a tool that, you know, that's right there at any time that you can start tapping and start clearing that stuff out, and you can feel the sensation. If you're feeling stressed, you know, and stress just being one manifestation of all these different kinds of things that we experience, we can just feel that shift happening right there and then. You know, it's so great when I'm talking to folks and they're really upset about something, and, you know, in a matter of minutes they're like, I'm sorry, what was I upset about again? They're just total shift.
And you know what? You have to have the direct experience of that to really know it. I mean, we can, you know, sit here explaining it so we're blue in the face, but, you know, I really got it once I had that experience where I saw results change a half an hour later. Just because I was sitting and tapping on my, I mean, when I first heard about it and first tried doing it, I thought, God, I feel like an ass, you know, tapping on my head and saying this stuff. I look like an idiot. My kids think I've really lost it. That's it. Mom's gone. She's toast. And then I had the direct experience of an instant change because I did that. And from then on, I didn't care how stupid I looked. I was in. So, you know, having the direct experience, even if they don't go to lovebeyondbelief.com, they could go to your site and try some of the free tappings or something. Like, have the direct experience. Don't just sort of, you know, listen to us, but try it. See if it works for you. Because it sure worked for me and lots of other people. So, actually,
it's funny how all those things.
Websites.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say we should give out those websites before we get babbling away here. We're already 9:15. Again. Oh, okay.
It's 9:15 somewhere in New Brunswick. It's 9:15.
Well, technically, it's 9:15 for some people listening right now.
Yeah.
There we go. I just knew that. Okay. BradYates.net, that's where you go for Brad's e-tappings, as it were. He's got some sample ones and explanations on their graphs and charts and all kinds of lovely things. And lovebeyondbelief.com, that's where we've launched the program.
It's launched.
Well, you know, it's launched. We are going to have the affiliate program in place and all that stuff, but that's not up yet. So updates to follow, but it's available and it's awesome. And we have thrown in bonus things and all kinds of yummy surprises.
Yep. And over the past year, we both got an email saying, okay, so Love Beyond Belief, it's coming out, right? You said it would be available after you finished the teleseminar series.
I think
for the last 5 months in my monthly newsletter, I've said, Love Beyond Belief, it's coming. Really? Any moment now. Here, look, don't miss it. Look, it's coming.
Stay tuned to it, yes. But it is here now.
You know, it took Leap Day, a day that just doesn't come along but every 4 years or so, and to finally get it out there.
That's right. We had a solar eclipse, a lunar eclipse, and Leap Day. The planets have aligned, and we're good to go. So I can tell them about what we did, because it was originally a four-week course that we did with a special group of people. And over a period of 5 weeks, because it was so cool that we ended up doing another session at the end. And it was amazing watching the evolution of, you know, the participants as we were going through and the things that were happening for people. It was really cool.
And the various states of that people were in, there were people who hadn't been in a relationship in years, people who were in a relationship they wanted to leave, people who were in a relationship that was good, they wanted to improve. And you know, various states. And so in each of the weeks, I think we sort of had a different focus, main focus in each of the 4 weeks. And then, at the end of the 4 weeks, it's like, okay, let's do a fifth, just sort of to get real closure for this teleseminar series.
Mm-hmm.
And so just, in each session going, you know, you got an hour of going through and some intense tapping on clearing different limiting beliefs that we have about relationships, clearing out old relationships, baggage that we're carrying from old relationships, clearing out reasons why we're not lovable, allowing ourselves to recognize ourselves as worthy and deserving of love. And I'm sure I must have done at least some guided imageries during the course.
Almost every week we had a guided imagery. Plus you had some other the steps, the law of attraction steps with your own action steps implemented too in the end. So there was a bunch of things that we added in the end there.
Okay.
Hopefully that refreshes a memory cell in our friend.
It was a year ago. What? What are you looking at? Get off the lawn. I remember everything.
That's amazing. And
and I think we had some fun in the process, too.
No.
Because I was hoping that might be one of the points that might interest people, is that it might be enjoyable to listen to. But
it was funny because as I was putting together the audio and you know, originally I think a year ago my intention was to kind of clean up all the audio and take out all the strange kind of bloopers, you know, kind of thing out of it. And then I thought, no, that raises everybody's vibration. I don't care what Fred says. I'm leaving it in.
Yeah. And I would always say leave it in. You know, it's, you know, the sessions come from spirit, so I trust that the flaws are all part of the divine perfection of it.
Exactly, and they are, and it just wouldn't be the same without them.
Yeah.
So it is live, unscripted craziness.
With some serious work put in there.
Well, everybody did work. We worked hard. I know that I felt a lot of energy moving in those sessions, and I really missed them when we stopped taping, you know, because we did it once a week and over the course of the five-week period, and I missed it, you know, our weekly sessions after that, because it was really powerful what we were doing. People were digging fairly deep into some pretty major issues around relationships, safety, and, you know, personal vulnerability and a lot of issues around that, so very
relational
stuff.
Yeah, relationships are, you know, really bring up some of the most core stuff for us.
Yeah.
And
way deeper than going, you know, and trying to do abundance work or that kind of thing. This is far more to the core of your being.
Very, very personal stuff. And, you know, and so foundational for so many other things.
Yeah, because if it's your relationship, like you were saying, right, with yourself.
Yeah,
and it reflects onto everything else. Doing money courses or whatever you're trying to manifest. I mean,
absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, there isn't. I don't think there's anyone who can't afford to love themselves more. I mean, that's why I love doing, you know, any of the courses that come up, any opportunity to do teleseminars or working with folks, is because it gives me an opportunity to expand myself and, you know, find more, find myself more lovable, and thus treat myself with more love, which then means I have more love to give. You know, and the outside world is a reflection of what's going on inside. So as we love ourselves more, we naturally love other people more, and we naturally find other people loving us more.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
And that was
that ain't so bad.
Yeah. And that's one thing that was palpable, the energy at the end of those sessions when we were finishing off, and when I was revisiting that audio last night just before launching it on the site today, you know, I'd forgotten about how intense and intangible there was love beyond belief right there.
There was.
On the call.
You could feel the love in the room, virtual room that we were all in.
Mm-hmm. And that kind of, I mean, that alone sets this work apart, you know, in some way. So that was very significant, and I haven't, you know, it's very profound. So we should mention what we did, what we've got here, because I just realized we're almost out of time. It's flown by already. like five.
So you got your Love Beyond Belief, chapters 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. You've got your Tapping into Abundance special bonus, an hour of tapping on abundance issues. You've got a fantastic program from our friend Wendy Young, who is a law of attraction expert. And I forget what the name of the program was. Now I'm blanking. But she sent us an awesome...
Go on to lovebeyondbelief.com while you're doing that, and I'll read what it is, and we'll read it out on the air.
Well, and you put in a couple of cool bonus audios in there. And
free membership at enlightendedating.com.
There you go. So as you clear yourself for Love Beyond Belief, you actually have a place to go and find some of
go
that.
Go use it. Yep. Go attract that in. And
where other people who are listening to Love Beyond Belief will be out there looking for you.
Yeah, and connecting with others that are kind of in the same space in general, you know, beyond just kind of meeting that one, right? We also, what did we put up there? Got a bonus MP3 from News for the Soul featuring many of the top luminaries of our time. The strategic attraction bonus that you were...
That's the one, Wendy's strategic attraction,
Let's get started attracting your perfect romantic partner. So it's an add-on teaching that'll help you step into action steps. Because basically you want to clear the stuff, clear the crap, start taking the action, inspired action, as if you've, you know, you're in resonance already. And then, you know, it's got to, as James Ray's always saying, you can't sit on your couch and meditate and have what you want show up, because then they come and take your furniture away.
Well, you know, and there's some people who would say that you can, but my point, my take on it is, but why? You know, we didn't come here to be a spectator. We came here to play. So get off the bench and get in the game, you know.
Well, come play,
You know, it's like the person, the guy who sits on the bench through the Super Bowl still gets the Super Bowl ring, but so what? Be in the game playing.
Oh, but it was fun playing with you, Brad. We had an excellent, excellent time. And
as we always seem to do.
I know. Speaking of time, we're out of time. That was lovely. And we had people on the lines. Sorry we didn't open the lines. I just noticed you there now. My apologies. But we are back in half an hour with our next show, and we're in Leap Day Marathon, so you don't want to miss that. We've got amazing stuff tonight. Melissa Hawking, all the way from Australia, and
Dion Enda,
Energetic Healing. And next up is Terry Daniels, an amazing story. You don't want to miss that. So in half an hour, we're back here. In the meantime, Brad's site for introductions to EFT, of course, is bradyates.net. And where you want to go to find out all about finding your love beyond belief is...
And if you called in and we didn't, if you called in and we didn't have a chance to talk to you, I'm sorry about that. So, you know, drop us a line. You know, I have a contact form on my website, bradyates.net. On the Love Beyond Belief site, there's, I think there's a contact
newsletter
thing there to the newsletter. So
there's something there. Go
there's something there.
Yeah, lovebeyondbelief.com. That's where you go to find out what's there. Let us
find out all
there.
This cool stuff that we've been talking about for the last hour.
Oh, it was amazing. It was an amazing program, and thanks to everybody that participated, too.
Yes.
They were
an amazing group of people who were courageous and were wonderful coming and playing in our sandbox.
So there we go. Are we ready for Love Beyond Belief? Well, go find out. Love Beyond
Leap
Belief.
Into it on Leap Day.
Leap Day. Yay. And we did. Thanks, Brad, for being there, being here. And hopefully we'll get you back here real soon.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so, so very much.
How are you celebrating your Leap Day, by the way?
I think we're going to go out and have sushi.
Okay. It's a little anticlimactic, but okay.
Not for us. I love sushi. going out for a good sushi, it's a just a nice way to celebrate.
All right, you do that, enjoy, and there you go, everybody. Brad Yates is available online at bradyates.net. Love Beyond Belief is online now, launched and live, lovebeyondbelief.com. We will see you back here in half an hour with more amazing news for your soul.
It's our birthday. News for the Soul is 10 years old. Originally a positive news newspaper in Western Canada, News for the Soul Radio has become the number one life-changing radio show in the world, according to Google and AOL. NFTS Radio has aired on radio and satellite in several countries and is syndicated on many online radio stations heard on the World Wide Web. In fact, NFTS Radio listeners are now calling News for the Soul's founder and host, Nicole Whitney, the Oprah of the Internet. Our first decade has been truly life-changing, and you won't believe where we're going next. A brand new website, exciting new show formats, and interactive live sessions with cutting-edge teachers are just some of what's in store. So thank you for listening, and stay tuned, because the next 10 years could change your entire world.